as high as it used to. And she only sleeps when it's raining. And she screams, and her voice is straining. She says, baby, when it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Life is made up of all that she used to. And the clock on the wall has been stuck at 3 for days and days. She thinks that happiness is a map that sits on her doorway. But outside, it stops raining.
Casting from the Honda North studios. The temperatures are getting cooler, but the deals are heating up at Honda North. Lease an all-wheel drive CR-V LX for $249 a month or upgrade to an EX for just $299 a month during the Back to Cool sales event going on now. See Honda North for complete details. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry, the rock station. 97.7, The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the rock station. 97.7.
The Rock Station, 97.7, proud to present local music here tonight. Our discussion show, interview segments, and local music. That's what we highlight on this thing we call the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions and the Noble Hops Band, and many other hats as well.
Well, you're now in the Noble Hops Band yourself, Bob.
Well, I don't know if I'd say that, but I can make some dogs howl every once in a while when you invite me up.
That was fun.
Yeah, good time. You guys were at the Narcisse Winery over the weekend last week, and that was a fun time. That's the first I'd actually stopped there. And wow, what a beautiful facility they have. Got to see Mary Lou Sherder and, of course, Rob and Utah, the Noble Hops Band, playing the afternoon, and you guys had the crowd rather riveted. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. You met a lot of new friends there, and some great stories. I mean, heck, we had guys used to serve on a World War II submarine celebrating his 92nd birthday, you know.
And he hung the whole time.
He hung the whole time with us.
Yeah. Was his name Sal, I think.
Sal, yeah.
So, Sal, happy belated birthday. That was really cool. Good time. And, you know, that shows you the power of music, my friends. And we think there's a pretty powerful scene here, and there's a pretty powerful sentiment when you hear some of this local music. And I think that's, we're no better example. 5 years plus running here on Sunday nights and just playing some local music and talking about the scene, and it's a pretty strong one at that. And we've got a special guest coming up tonight, a young man named Ryan Fennell, who has a connection to an old band that was one of the first we ever played on this show, The Calamity. So, and he's doing his own thing, kind of a country storytellers kind of thing, that he's got going on. So we'll visit with him tonight. And, well, it was just a beautiful weekend for a fall festival, wasn't it? And to have, speaking of music and local music, emanate from downtown Butler again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Butler Fall Festival, first time I was involved with it. So that was a lot of fun. And hats off to everybody who put it together. And, of course, to Don Shearer from Anger the Ant for making music, local music, such a big part of it. So.
Yeah, that's been an event that's been going on for many, many years, going back to the Ethnic Festival and now the Fall Fest. And to have three different locations set up for the festival and an opportunity. And the way the music was staggered, too, you could catch a little bit of everybody and hear some great sounds and then enjoy the festival itself. They did a remarkable job this year. And I think that's just one of the many showcases that you have right now. You know, you're wearing a hat that says Recon Brewing. The local breweries that are happening right now, you know, in the area, and they're featuring some of the local talent musically as well.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of breweries and the Noble Hops Band, one of our favorite places to play is Reclamation Brewing on Main Street, and they just celebrated their second year of being open. So congratulations to them. And in fact, we get the honor of playing their mug club party tomorrow night. So
cool! Yeah,
it's a nice little private party that they throw for all of their club members, mug members, and pretty cool. So love working with those guys. And we'll be up at Recon ourselves here in a couple weeks. So
cool. Well, speaking of Reclamation and other locations and brewers, they are all going to be, well, many, not all. We're not going to have everybody there, but there's going to be 15-plus of the best area local breweries being featured at the second annual Zeelion Tap, which is our next Rock Done Right tour stop coming up in October.
Yes, and this was so much fun last year. It was a beautiful fall day. They have the two beer sessions, and while the whole beer tasting session's going on, there's also a concert going on with some great, great local music. Dave Hamilton puts that together. And it's just a great afternoon. And it's all for a good cause, too. I mean, Rock Done Right has already raised a ton of money this year for good causes, and we're going to keep that going for two more stops.
Yeah, so you can pick a session, 3 to 6 or 7 to 10. The tickets are on sale now. $40 gets you the whole deal. And if you're not a beverage drinker, if you're going to be the driver or whatever, $10 gets you to enjoy the day, and it helps the Zeelionopal Public Library and also their community pool. And this is the second year for them. It was very well attended for a first-year event last year. It was remarkable how many people heard about it, came, because they knew it was for a great cause, but also they got to sample some of the local breweries, and then you get to hear music as a sidecar. It's awesome.
Yep, and absolutely, and that music part of it, if you're not into the beer part of it at all, like you said, just $10 gets you in for the concert part of it. And it's going to be fun. And, hey, hit me up for some tickets if you want. I got them. Save you some service fees online.
Okay.
I'll slick you up.
All right. So seek out Utah and get your tickets for the Zeelion Tap second annual event. It is Saturday, October 14th. It's held in the Zeelionopal Community Park, which is on East Beaver Street in Zeelionopal. It's pretty cool because you drive into the park and then you work your way to the top of the hill, and that's where this festival is held. Big open area, and it's a nice, comfortable area as well. The November Rock Done Right tour stop, stay tuned for that. We'll be announcing more details, but Saturday, November 12th will be that event.
11th.
Or I'm sorry, it's Saturday the 11th. Man, I keep getting that.
It's all right.
look at the calendar and think it's a day later, and it is. It's not Friday, it's Saturday. The 11th is Veterans Day this year, and more details on that coming up. But I wanted to give a shout-out to the American Legion Riders. Last year's Veterans Day event, the Rock Done Right Tour Stop, was to help their cause as they got ready to bring the traveling wall in honoring the Vietnam veterans. And they did so well in their efforts this year that they were able to take a check to Washington, D.C. and pass it along. And a salute to everybody that gave, because you know that you've now reached even farther than Butler County.
Yeah, absolutely. What a tremendous effort from that whole group. And yeah, it's quite moving.
Yeah.
What they have done over the last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we've got Ryan Fennell standing by. He's going to play some tunes with us here tonight. He's got a new CD. He's got his lovely wife, Caroline, with him. And it's Ryan Fennell, the Caroline EP. Some songs written about her. And I think you'll recognize the young man who is a native of this area. So we'll talk with him coming up. And first, though, we're going to get to some music. And Miss Freddie has a new CD out. Remember when she was in visiting with her home cooking trio, she was saying she was getting ready to fly to California and do some recording. Well, it's out, and we have a cut from it. It's Miss Freddie's Gonna Fix Ya. And this is new Miss Freddie. In fact, she just played Downtown Butler.
Yep, she was on the Shady Lady stage at West Newcastle Street Plaza, and she brought it as she always does, as did everybody yesterday. Hey, I say we follow up Miss Freddie with a song by Cindy Cooper, and a great connection here with Cooper's Lake, where we hold the band jam. She's part of that family there, and when I was out at Brewers Fest, I got to talking with them a little more in depth, more personal level, and next thing I know, I'm being informed that she is a piano player and a singer and a songwriter, and I got a hold of some of her stuff, and wow. She was trying to put a CD out once before. She was actually recording it in the Granati's studio, and unfortunately, her recordings were in the fire that burned that place down.
Yeah.
So she just kind of like, I guess, walked away from it at that point. But she is inspired and to write some new songs and get back at it again. And here's a little something from them sessions back then, right here. It's called "I Still Wish."
Awesome! It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You come home tired, been working all day. You need a nurse to take those aches away. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. Leave your troubles behind. Let me ease your mind. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. I'll fix you up fine. I'll take you in. Look after you. You'll be a new man before I'm through. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. I said I would, baby. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. Uh-huh. Leave your troubles behind. Let me ease your mind. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. I'll fix you up fine. With me, baby, is everything gonna be all right? With me anytime. It'll be all right. Morning, noon, and night, sugar. You come home tired. Been working all day. You need a nurse to take those aches away. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. I said I would, honey. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. Uh-huh. Leave your troubles behind. Let me ease your mind. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. We'll fix you.
Thank you. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Rocks. You've known it as Rock Ann Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rock Ann Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. We are being presented this segment by the Rainbow Inn for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. Stop on down. At 323 2nd Street in Freeport. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Home of the Man Can Special. Well, the Pirates are toast, but that doesn't mean you can't follow the Penguins and Steelers now.
At least you have Slippery Rock football keeping you going, Bob.
See, that's it. You know, so there's some positives there. So, hey, we want to thank them for being our longest-running sponsor of the show. We want to thank Ryan Fennell for coming in to visit with us here tonight.
How you guys doing?
Great, Ryan. Good to have you in the studio.
Glad
here.
To be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course, Ryan, a Butler area native. And I think this is like, I'm starting to think of Kevin Bacon and all the connections he has to everybody in the world here because the group The Calamity, go back to Butler High School.
Yeah.
This is about the at least the fourth visitor we've had in the studio, I think, now that was a member of the Calamity at one time. How about that?
It's been a couple of years, but we're around.
That's
still
cool.
Around.
That's cool.
Doing our own thing, but yeah.
Yeah, everybody kind of has gone off and done their own thing out of the band, which is cool. And I think that I think that obviously shows the talent that was in that band because of what you guys have branched off to become.
We were so young too. We just kind of all branched off on our own way, but it was fun, definitely.
Yeah,
we still keep in touch all the time. We're good. We're good buddies.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the video right now.
So I'm curious, and I don't know if I've ever asked this question. I think we talked years ago because we. I actually think I first played you on the Rock Fabrique show many, many years ago as the Calamity. How did you guys ever meet up and find that you had a musical love together as a band?
Man. It must have been 7th, 8th grade. I was good buddies with our bass player, Blaze. Mm-hmm. And then him and Seth were best friends. And we just kind of started jamming together. And they kind of started a band prior to me ever joining. And then they were like, hey, you know, come over and play guitar one day. And I did, and ever since then, they were like, all right, let's just see where this goes. So we just played all the time together and just kind of hit off from there, to be honest. We were young. I mean, you know, 14 years old.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But you know what? The stuff you guys wrote was, I mean, way beyond
your
years.
Oh, I know. We were such classic rock fans. I mean,
it was pretty good stuff.
Yeah, really.
2 Cent Lover was an honorable mention the very first year of the Grassy Awards.
That's right.
I think we were 16. Seth actually wrote that song, but when we played it, we were 16 years old.
Wow.
Now we're all 25 or so.
And I mean, you'd listen to it today, and I mean, it's timeless. Because I could say, you know, who is this? And you know, some people would recognize the Calamity right away, but if you didn't know the Calamity and had never heard that song, I think you'd be surprised to realize it was a bunch of high school kids.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Without a doubt.
So whatever led you to pick up a guitar? I mean, was that the first thing you ever did, was get a guitar? Was it a gift and you decided to play it, or how'd that happen?
I'll tell you what, it kind of runs in my family music. My grandfather was a professional saxophone player. I have some cousins that are really good guitar players. One of them was in the band Neighbor. His name was Mark Fennell. Okay. And he's in a new band now. Can't even think of the name. But anyway, growing up, I mean, I just had some music ability from them. It just kind of runs in our family. And my dad was super into rock music forever, and just growing up, we would listen to AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, whoever, you know.
Yeah.
And so I always wanted to play guitar. In sixth grade, I think I got my first guitar. It was a electric guitar at the time. Well, I got acoustic when I was real young, but I didn't really get into it till sixth grade or so. I had an electric, just jamming away with anything I could, trying to play Jimi Hendrix to Angus Young to Black Sabbath. So then, this song that you guys will actually hear, Baseball, Music, and You, kind of refers back to all that, because I was such a baseball guy my whole life, and then music kind of got in the jumble of it all around 12, 13, and you'll see how it kind of explains it. But I guess going back, that's kind of how I got to play guitar, just from being around rock music and loving it so much.
Of course, your father, Jay, was very involved in baseball around here. And you have a brother, Mick, who is actually in the St. Louis Cardinals organization.
St. Louis Cardinals organization. Played last 2 years with them. Started in short season A, finished up this season in full season A. So cool. The Peoria Chiefs in Illinois. Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So very, very interconnected music and baseball for you.
Definitely, yep.
Yeah. So how did it evolve into what you're doing now? Now you're doing some country music.
Doing my own thing, some country stuff. In college, I knew that the Calamity, when we all went to college, wasn't really going to – it was just tough to get everyone together. We were all, an hour plus apart, and trying to do shows and practice together was just so tough. So I just said, I'll just try stuff on my own, acoustically, solo stuff. And I actually got real into the superstar now, before he was a superstar, Ed Sheeran. He plays with a loop station, which is basically like you can play something on your guitar, hit a pedal, and it records whatever you played, and you can keep adding tracks on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys don't know what it is, just look up a video. It kind of explains itself. But I was super into it, and I bought a loop station, and it just kind of allowed me to be almost like a one-man band. As soon as I would play something, I could hear it just build and build and build. It took a little while to get used to, but once I got the hang of it, I just fell in love with it, and I did it all the time. And then I actually didn't really ever play shows by myself. I don't know why, but I started to around, I was probably 21. I'm 25 now. So 4 years ago, I started playing just small, real, any bars that would want to have a couple shows, and I would try and call. And it was tough trying to call people and say, hey, can I get in there? And they're like, well, hey, send us some stuff. And I was like, I don't really have anything yet, but just trust me, let me try. Most of them turned out, said, that sounds good. We'll have you again. So, the whole loop station thing's really cool, though, because you can make yourself feel like a whole band at once. So,
yeah. Ray Lanick uses that when he does his solo stuff.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's people that do it.
Jimbo does, too. So.
Yeah, Jimbo and the Soup Bones. Yeah. So, I mean, it works if you can really make it work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you can get it timed right, it sounds really cool.
Yeah.
You know?
And it just adds the atmosphere.
Yeah, so. Definitely. Yep.
That's cool. So then when did you start writing your own stuff? I mean, obviously, did it have connections to what you were adding when you were with the Calamity, for example?
Nothing really connected with the Calamity to my solo stuff. So a year and a month ago, Caroline and I got married. Caroline, say hello. That's my lovely wife, Caroline. She's a big inspiration of my music career. So,
let me turn that mic way up. I had it turned up some, but that one needs a... Say hello again,
she'll
Caroline.
Speak up.
It's good
hello.
It's good to have you here in the studio.
Can you hear me?
And we're going to be talking a lot about Caroline because she's a primary focus
she's a big
of what
part,
we've been
going
on. Yeah.
But we got married August 20th of 2016, and I wanted to do something cool for Caroline because, you can buy each other wedding gifts or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, all right, I'm going to get my music gene out and think of something to do. So I wrote a song for our wedding, and you guys will actually hear it. It's number two on my album here, okay. And it's called Caroline. So she's never heard it. No one at the wedding heard it whatsoever. No one had any clue, maybe besides two or three people that I told that I was going to play a song for her. So right before dinner time, I got up, and the MC just said, you know, welcome Ryan to play a song for his wife. And everyone's like, oh, what's this going to be? And I wrote an original song for the wedding, and I played it, and everyone was like, whoa, you know, that's pretty cool. That's pretty good. And my dad, being probably my biggest supporter, one of them, was just thinking, you gotta get in the studio with that and record it and try and get some other songs on a disc together. So that's kind of what I did, and it's been about a year since, but a lot of work's gone into it, and a lot of, you know, pretty good stuff has come out. So
that's pleased. Pretty cool. You know, yeah. Some people write their vows.
Yeah.
Ryan writes a song, and that had to be feel pretty special, Caroline.
Yeah, I was not expecting it at all. But we were walking out, like we were introduced, and we were coming towards the stage, and I was like, oh, the band has the same like amplifier as you. Like, that's so funny. Never connected it at all. And he was like, oh, yeah, what a coincidence. And but I really didn't expect that at all. So it was a big surprise.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, hey, let's give a listen to one of your songs, and this is from your CD, and it's actually the lead song on the album.
Track one. This is Dress to Kill.
Give us a little background on Dress to Kill.
So Dress to Kill was probably the third song I really ever wrote, you know, solo-wise. And so it's kind of about when Caroline and I will go out to meet friends on the weekends or something. I'm always waiting for her to get ready, and it just takes longer and longer for whatever reason. I'm always the one waiting at the door thinking, what's going to happen? So I just kind of thought about it, and I was like, oh, good reason to maybe write a song if I'm just waiting here bored. So that's kind of what I did, and then when she comes out and she's ready to roll, then it's like, boom, and you'll kind of hear the lyrics. I don't want to spoil anything yet, but yeah.
Let's give it a listen. That it's Dressed to Kill. It's Ryan Fennell here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
It was time to roll, get out of ball. And in she walked through the bedroom door. We killed the lights, can't say anymore. Still rocking that blonde hair, brown eye, skin tight, pitch black jeans with a rip in the knee. Not to mention the long sleeve, low cut, hiked up shirt. Oh girl, what are you doing to me? I had to stop right there and take a minute to stare. I think I might just get the chills. Only one thing running through my mind right now. She was dressed to kill.
The Grassroots Show with Ryan Fennell. The song is Dressed to Kill. It's the lead track on the Caroline EP. And we have Ryan in the studio here tonight. You're actually going to play a live song for us here as well.
Yeah.
And this actually does come from the CD as well.
Yes. This one I'm going to play here is called Write a Song. It's number 3 on the Caroline EP. A little bit of background about it. One of the nights at La Roche, we all went to a homecoming or some sort of dance, and it just kind of describes the night from start to finish, and that's where a little bit of background about it.
All right. So we'll dedicate this to any Red Hawks out there, the La Roche College grads here, right? Hawks,
yeah.
So hey, it's Ryan Fennell. He's live in the studio right now on the Grassroots Show here on 97.7 and streaming at 977rocks.com. Take it away, Ryan.
I was walking through the valley, the soft breeze blowing through my hair, making my way to meet you. Really felt like I was walking on air. When I saw you in the distance, could have sworn I was seeing bright lights. Instead there was a glimpse of that pretty little shine in your eyes. She had me singing, oh my, look at that girl. I wanna run my hands through those blonde curls, singing, oh, I can feel it all along. I wanna take these thoughts and write a song. Yeah. And it goes like, oh, whoa, oh. Dancing the night away. Next thing I remember, we got a ride back to my place. She asked me to grab my guitar. I said, yeah, you got it, babe. I wrote her a song and we were singing along, and all she wanted was for me to play. And it goes like, oh, whoa. Thank you.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. In this segment, brought to you by our friends that are high on the hill and right on the price, and they've got a lot of good food and Butler's best hot sausage. They've got some great smoked beef sticks and a whole lot more, and may I recommend the ham loaf, please? You know, I've heard from people saying ham loaf. Yeah, you got to try the Broz's ham loaf. You haven't had ham loaf until you've had Broz's, and I always love it in the fall because it just seems to be, you know, you're starting to move away from the grilling a little bit, and the weather's starting to change. And to me, there's nothing better in the fall than Broz's ham loaf and some scalloped potatoes. So now I'm recommending you.
And if they're listening, they need to get a hold of us because I've sent them a couple messages now, and we're not hooking up somehow, so we need to need to get them on here.
Well, Jimmy, give them a call.
So, yes, let's go. Let's go.
All right. And you can check them out yourself. Corner of South Main, Rockenstein Avenue, our friends at Bros' Superette here in Butler. We're visiting with Ryan Fennell here tonight. Ryan has a new EP out called the Caroline EP, written and named in honor of his lovely wife, who's here. You guys, we mentioned La Roche College. You guys actually met at La Roche College, right?
Yeah, correct. Their freshman year, however many years ago that was. been together ever since, luckily. That's, married. No kids
cool.
yet.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Just living the dream.
Just living the dream. Yeah, yeah. And working your careers and to have something very special develop out of your relationship, like this music thing that you have going on now. Yeah. This has really kind of blown up for you, hasn't it?
Recently, yes. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been kind of my... So basically, it's probably one-third of my jobs I do. I actually work full-time for a company called Adler Tank Rentals and inside sales, and then I teach baseball lessons on the side, and music is my other... I call it my side gig, but it's probably my biggest passion. So, it's starting to blow up, hopefully. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Caroline, you're cool with all this?
Yeah, if I'm along for the ride, that's for sure.
She's my biggest supporter.
Yeah. You gotta have
parents.
To be.
Yeah.
But see, I'm going to make a recommendation to the guys out there, or gals if you're musicians, you know, your significant other can be somebody special, and if you write an album about them, then they're kind of locked in, right?
They're locked.
I like the thought process here.
That and the wedding ring.
That was a strategy.
At least
good
gives
strategy.
You a little buffer. Yeah. A little bit of buffer.
The recording of this actual CD, talk to us about that. Where did you have this?
Sure. So actually... Back when I was with the Calamity, we did one song called Reunion, and we recorded it with Dave Hanner of Corbin Hanner Band.
Gotcha.
And
his
son Jake okay. Hanner, and they did Jake was probably the main brains behind the whole thing back then, but he did an unbelievable job on the song, and I haven't seen him in probably since we did that, which was 9 years ago, and I just remember, you know, I loved working with Jake, and I just shot him a call, and I was like, hey, man, you still doing recordings? He was like, yeah, I do it out of my house now in my basement. And he just has an unbelievable studio in his basement. I feel like it's super low-key that not many people know about. He's like a hidden gem in Gibsonia. So I met up with him, and we did the whole CD together, just him and I. I played every instrument on every track. He helped out with some percussion stuff when I needed him to, and he's just super good at you know, producing, mixing, engineering, sound. So he's a big part of that CD right there, too.
So that's a neat connection, again, going back to the Calamity.
Yes, I mean,
we've played Reunion. We've played several of your songs on this show.
Yeah.
And very well done, so I can see that. And the production in this, I mean, you've got a great package right here with this EP. I mean,
thanks.
We love the packaging. We're big fans of that.
Absolutely.
Good, yeah. Another shout-out I got to give for the packaging is our buddy Dan Jazerski, who's actually from the South Hills, but he helped out a lot with the design. And our photographer, her name was Jessie Friedrich. She's from the Pine Richland area. She actually was the photographer at our wedding.
Oh, okay.
So a couple of those pictures were from her in her home studio there. So
very, very impressive package. And,
thank you.
I love the CD. It looks like the vinyl.
An old
record.
Album, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, very well done. It is classy and sounds great. You can hear that in the record as well. A couple of the other songs. Now, we're going to hear another one we're going to hear the title track, obviously, in Caroline. But a couple of the other songs, are those things that you wrote specifically for the album, or were they just things you kind of had as the progression was developing?
I wanted to get a 5-song EP out. Okay. And so I wouldn't say I was rushed, because I've always had ideas, but I really wanted to put them together. So I put a lot of time into those other songs. Like number 4, Dressed to Kill is number 1, Caroline's number 2, which you'll hear, and number 3 is Write a Song. Number 4 is called Night Ride. That's just something I had in mind. She's from Blairsville, Caroline. Her family lives in Blairsville.
Way out.
I got you.
Way out.
Long 22 there.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Right
yeah. So we always take trips at nighttime back, before the week starts.
And yeah.
It's kind of just about a trip coming from Blairsville back to Sewickley. We live in Sewickley now, by the way. Okay. And just seeing the city and going through the city and stuff like that. So that's a little bit about Night Ride. Number 5 is called About You. And actually, that's the first song I ever wrote prior to Caroline and everything. Before I even knew I was going to do solo stuff, I just wrote it for the heck of it. Probably a year, 2 years ago. And I never did anything with it. I just put it together. And then I was like, all right, I'll get it out here and put it on this CD. So... that's a little bit about the other songs. I wanted to get them all on one EP, throw it out there by this summer, June or July, and then do a release party, which I did down at Hard Rock in Station Square.
Yeah,
went really well. Sold 200 plus tickets. Got a lot of people there. It was a great time. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
and a perfect stage to do it.
Oh yeah, I love playing at the Hard Rock. Yeah, good sound. I mean, venue.
And you've been busy. You've had 3 gigs this week.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. So keep an eye out. He just recently played Recon, which is cool to see another music establishment, beer related, because Utah and I love beer. So it's good to have that. But as far as where people can find you and where they can find your EP, you have social media connections where they can find
you? You can look up my website, number 1, www.ryanfennelmusic.com, all one word. It's on iTunes. If you just search Ryan Fennell or the Caroline EP, it's all on iTunes. It's on Spotify. If you guys are Spotify users, I am. I love it. I think it's awesome. Amazon Music, Google Play, you pretty much name it on the internet. You should be able to find it. Instagram, you can find links on there, just Ryan Fennell Music. So.
Okay. Any kind of a Facebook page or anything?
Yeah,
like
Facebook
that?
Page. Sorry, that's the other one. Ryan Fennell Music, that's what it's all titled under. Yep.
Cool. It's really neat, and I'm sure you even have witnessed this evolve, even through your involvement with the Calamity over that short period of time. The way the world is blown up in the music world, and you can get your music out to fans.
I mean, the Calamity being only less than 10 years ago was so much different trying to get music out there than it is now. It just seems a lot easier now with all the outlets, and back then it was just kind of like, let's print out a bunch of CDs and try and drive and deliver them to houses if we have to. And there was MySpace, which was just starting off, but that was about the only thing back then.
I still use it. everyone likes Bum. MySpace.
Name of
That's
his old
wrong
band.
With that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and you would wait on doorsteps at radio stations.
Yeah, anything you could do, just drop your CDs off, say, give us a listen.
Yeah.
Get those people to your shows.
Right. So. Right. And now, at least, and you still have to do that. You still have to have
you
that
still
drive.
Have, definitely.
But there's so many different more different platforms that people can find.
I guess you could call them easier ways, but still challenging.
Yeah, but it is. And, that's part of the process. And you
definitely
have to hone your skills and,
your marketing skills.
Earn your pay. And
that
kind of thing.
That's right.
So.
Yep.
What's the plan for the future right now, Ryan?
So the plan for the future is just to keep getting in the studio, which I have been recently. I probably got 2 more songs laid down that haven't been released yet. kind of debating on whether to wait and do a full EP again or just release them as singles and just get people to hear them. I think that's the better route to go, to be honest, nowadays. And so I guess you could call that next. Just play as many live shows as I can, get as many fans there as possible. I just got to spread the word and spread the music and let people hear it. And try and get a bigger following, and I guess that's every musician's goal.
Yeah, sure. So if anybody out there listening and you need somebody to come play, why, Ryan is
That's
available.
Right.
So
on the website.
It is neat how things have changed, and you used to have an album, a full, I mean, you know, bands would work on a full album, mm-hmm. and they would work that full album, and then the day it was ready to drop, you'd get a single.
Exactly.
Well, now you're getting singles in, you know, February, and an album will drop in September.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a whole different world, and you see people even like Blake Shelton comes to mind, where he's not even doing full albums. He's just dropping out
EPs,
five songs and getting it into people's hands. Of course, he's so busy, he probably didn't have time to be in a studio. But I think that works because of the outlets that you can get
your
music.
It's just such a rush. I mean, it's such a competition. People are trying to get music out. So it's like, all right, I don't have time to do a full album in a month, so here's a song, you know.
Yeah.
And it just keeps people hanging and attached.
Yeah. Well, then you have the Highland Brothers band who put 17 songs on a CD.
So I guess you could do it that way, too. Yeah,
they break the mold.
Yeah, they do, in many ways.
Yeah.
So you have more to write about with Caroline?
Yeah. I could write about her all day. That's my points for
the
day.
I am the muse.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, we wish you the best of luck. We appreciate you coming in and sharing some of your music. And we're not done yet. Why don't we talk a little bit more about Caroline. Let's play Caroline right now.
Cool.
From the CD. This is the Caroline EP, and it's Ryan Fennell here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Together, always I'm with you forever and ever, and I
have Caroline from the Caroline EP, Ryan Fennell, with his wife Caroline here with us tonight on the Grassroots Show. And I guess you could say that's your title track right there, huh?
Yeah, that's the main inspiration behind the album. So
good stuff. That sounds great, Ryan. And congratulations on the EP and what you're doing right now. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
And again, RyanFennellMusic.
.com
is the website.
Yeah.
And come out and look for him. Keep your ears to the radio, and we'll let you know where he's playing. And so you can pick up a copy of the CD if you haven't done so already. You're going to do another song. This is something new, and you kind of referred to that earlier on.
This
is kind of, I guess you could say, a little biography.
A little bit of what's next, I guess you could say. But, yeah, you could call it a biography. This next song's called Baseball Music in You. I just wrote it. I actually debuted it for the first time at my release show. It was the day before Father's Day, so my dad, like I said, one of my biggest fans, he loves when I bring new music to the table, and I didn't play it, and I just said, you know, Happy Father's Day, here's a new song, and everyone loved it. It was pretty cool, because it kind of refers back to basically my whole life, and what inspires me, and what, you know, keeps me going, and picks me up when I need picked up, and all the good things in life. No negativity.
Good deal.
So this one's called Baseball Music in You. As we referred, it's got a little bit about, you know, my brother Mick plays for the Cardinals. I have an older brother, Jason. He played for the Chicago White Sox. So baseball's always been in my family. I played 4 years at La Roche College and all throughout high school.
Yeah.
And obviously there's Caroline here. So
good deal. Well, Caroline, nice to meet you.
It was great to meet you.
Yeah.
And I got to give a shout out to my mom, too. She you know, taught me how to love someone unconditionally.
Well, that's pretty special.
Yeah.
And you obviously have a great relationship, and we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for sharing your music with our fans.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was awesome.
It's Ryan Fennell. Pick up the Caroline EP, and this is a song live in the studio right now that is not on that EP, but look for it soon, I'm sure.
So, absolutely.
It's Baseball Music and You. Here it is, Ryan Fennell. Take it away.
When I was a young boy, my dad would take me to the field. Spend hours hitting buckets until I couldn't feel my hands. Didn't want it any other way. We wouldn't leave till I made the call, till I swung away and I saw all that ball fly over. Way over left field wall. And as I grew up, about 12 years old, I got my first guitar, and man, I was sold. Who would've thought I'd use it to write a record about my wife? 'Cause I got baseball music in you. The three things in my life really shake away the blues. When I need picked up, I put on a tune. I throw on some baseball, and baby, I hold you. Few of my brothers got to play pro ball. One's out on the road just waiting for the call to debut up on the big stage. Go get him, man. This song goes back to hours spent on the field, and on our way home, turn up the radio and feel the music. I feel it deep in my soul, 'cause I got baseball music in you. The three things in my life really shake away the blues.
need picked up. I put on a tune, I throw on some baseball, and baby, I want you. Now I wouldn't be in my life where I am without the third thing that I mentioned in this jam, and that's you. Oh, sweet Caroline, you push me to always do the best that I can. At the end of the day, you make me a better man, and I would give you the world if I could. These are the things that motivate me in life. Without them, I'd be just some other random guy. But I'm not. No, I'm not. And I'll tell you why. Cause I got baseball, music in you, three things in my life really shake away the blues. When I need picked up, I put on a tune, I throw on some baseball, and baby, I hold you. Cause I got baseball, music in you, three things in my life really shake away the blues.
When you shop Rose's Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Coming up this Saturday, September 30th at the Lindora Hotel. Great night of local music that will be featuring Chet Vincent and Big Bend, Cape Cod, The Red Lines, and Justin and Dave Hyland from the Hyland Brothers Band opening up acoustically. Saturday, September 30th, an over 21 show gets underway at 8 o'clock. Mark your calendar. Saturday, October 14th is Zeely on Tap, second annual event, and it's a Rock Done Right tour stop for you to stop by, sip, munch, and jam in the Zeely Noble Community Park. There are going to be 15 plus of the best local breweries on hand, but two different sessions featuring great local music as well, 3 to 6 and 7 to 10. Squeezin' the Shaman will be performing with Brother from Another Mother in the evening, and the Noble Hops Band playing in between breaks. And headlining the second session will be Organization. Check it out. Zeely on Tap. 2017 Rock Done Right Tour stop October 14th. And mark your calendar. Please join us for Saturday, November 12th. A very special Veterans Day benefit will be held at the Lindora American Legion. More details to come. We encourage you to mark your calendar and join us to help that cause. It will be a charitable event helping out a veteran's cause. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar on Thursday, October 5th, the Noble Hops Band will be at Recon Brewing. That's in Center Township, Butler County, with some special hops ingredients, too, featuring the new additions, Jennifer Lynn Baker and John Henricks. You won't want to miss out on the fun.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Please keep us in mind for the future, especially if you have a gig and you would like us to tell people about it. Our general concert calendar is available for use for you, the listeners out there, the musicians out there. Hit us up at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Hope you'll get out and support that show coming up on the 30th. In Lindora. Going to be a whole host of local musicians there, so get out and support the Red Lines and Chet Vincent, and I think Justin and Dave Hyland are going to be part of that too, so going to be a nice evening of music as well. So get out and support local music. There's a lot of it to be found, and I know you'll be impressed by the day or evening out when you do find it.
And don't forget Zilly on tap October 14th. I've got tickets. You can get them online. It's all for good cause. It's the next stop, the Rock Done Right Tour Stop.
Fantastic. Thanks to Ryan Fennell visiting here tonight. Check out his EP, the Caroline EP, Ryan Fennell, local musician. We're going to wrap up the show with a couple hard hitters here. Some good sounding stuff. Jeff Fetterman is back, and he's getting ready to go to Memphis for the international competition that he has won his way into, basically. And he has a brand new CD out, and a neat thing that you can do to help Jeff in his trip. I think it's going to be coming up in January. He is doing something through the first part of December right now. He has a kind of what he's calling a starter kit. It's a guitar and a Fender amp that he is auctioning off. And it's, I think it's a $10 donation, if I'm not mistaken, 10 or 20. I think it's 10. They're only selling like 100 tickets, though. And he's doing that now. And they'll draw it on December 2nd. So if you want to help support his cause, you can take yourself a shot. And, hey, there's a nice Christmas gift for somebody if you win the thing. So, and you know you're helping Jeff. Boy, wouldn't that be cool to say that we've had somebody at the band jam. You know, we've had somebody at the band jam get on The Voice and go national. We've had somebody at the band jam now maybe be an international guitar, you know, competition winner. That would be pretty cool, too.
Well, if you win that amp and guitar, just plug it in yourself and you'll be on the Grassroots Show before you know it.
There you go. So, yeah, check out Jeff Fetterman, the Jeff Fetterman Band webpage, and you can find out more, or the Facebook page. I know he just posted that over the weekend, so you can check that out. We'll play one of his new tunes. This is from the CD 9 Miles from Nowhere, and a cool song called Early Grave.
All right, we'll take the show out with the Red Lines. As you mentioned, they're playing with Chet Vincent next weekend here in Lindora, and their song, We Were Young.
And we'll see you again next week. Next Sunday night, 7 o'clock, you'll find Grassroots right here on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming as well, 977rocks.com.
There's a poison in the night from the rattlesnake's bite that'll lead to an early grave. Lead to an early grave. Gonna lead to an early grave. Lead to an early grave. Gonna lead me to an early grave.
Thank you.
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Just because the kids are back in school doesn't mean you have to settle back into the same old fall routine. Shake things up at Honda North during the Back to Cool sales event. Really hot deals on really cool cars. Going on now. WLER. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. Revolution lives here. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Look inside the let the sound take you away.